This is KUT. State lawmakers are back in Austin to kick off a special legislative session. Leading up to today, we've been asking listeners for questions about what lawmakers will be doing. We've teamed up with public radio stations across the state to answer everything from the procedural to the political. We're calling the series Texas Decides, a very special session. Today, KUT's Ben Philpott reports on why lawmakers need the extra workdays in the first place.
Today's question is actually two. Both from Austinite Kelly Harper. The first one's pretty easy, so I'll start there.
Have we ever not had a special session?
Yes. In fact, the legislature wrapped 2015 without any special sessions. Over the past 13 sessions, seven did not have one. But Harper has a point. Special sessions are baked into the Texas legislative process. Historically, lawmakers have often gone into extra time, starting back in 1850, after the state's third regular session. So, on to question two. Harper wonders what lawmakers could do to avoid this.
What if we use the first 50 days of the regular session passing legislation instead of pageantry so that we wouldn't have to call a special session?
Okay, to answer that, let's start with the Texas Constitution. The legislative session is only 140 days long. The Constitution says lawmakers can't pass bills for the first 60 days. That's about 43% of the way through a session before a bill can pass. Although items deemed an emergency by the governor can be taken up and voted on immediately. Hugh Brady is the director of the Legislative Lawyering Clinic at the UT School of Law. He says you have to consider what life was like for lawmakers in the 30s, when the Constitution was amended to include new deadlines.
It really was a part-time job back then. They didn't have any paid staff. They had a stenographer's pool that they used to answer correspondence and that, but their office was their desk on the floor. And so, you know, they would show up in Austin and you know, you needed that time to get your legislation drafted and all that because you didn't have professional staff.
But what might have been a necessity in the 30s has become today's political tool. Almost every legislative session, lawmakers from both parties have complained about how long it takes to pass a bill, especially when some legislation zips through the process.
The day that we heard it in county affairs, we passed it out of county affairs. And the next day it went straight to calendars. A bill went through this entire process in less than 4 days.
That's Bedford Republican Jonathan Sticklin addressing the House during the regular session. He and other Tea Party Republicans have been the most recent vocal opponents of the slow process. But of course, lawmakers passing more bills means more laws, something our question asker Kelly Harper admits has its own issues.
That might or might not be a good idea. But if they're going to be working for us, they should at least be doing something productive.
A fair point. Watching lawmakers spend the start of each session sitting around, only rising to honor the official pecan queen of East Texas, can be frustrating. But Hugh Brady reminds us it was politics, not the process, that led us to a special session.
It's not because the legislature didn't necessarily get its work done. The House passed a sunset bill and sent it to the Senate, and the Senate wouldn't take it up.
That sunset bill, Brady mentioned, is needed to keep open a handful of state agencies, including the state medical board. And in the last days of the regular session, the Senate had a chance to pass it.
Senate Bill 310, the sunset scheduling bill, is now in the hands of the Senate to pass. It's very late, but we can still get it out.
That's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick a couple of weeks before the session ended. He told reporters he certainly could pass the bill, but he wouldn't unless the House passed a bill restricting bathroom access for transgender people.
If it doesn't pass, then I'm prepared to go to a special session to get it passed.
The House didn't blink, and here we are at the start of a special session. Now, one more point on speeding up how lawmakers work before we finish. UT's Brady says making lawmakers work faster can also mean less time for constituents to know what's going on.
I think we see this on the national level with, you know, not knowing what's in the health care bill of the day. And I think anything that promotes deliberation and transparency in the process is probably a good thing.
If you want a productive special session, we could get it this summer. Governor Greg Abbott wants lawmakers to tackle 20 items during the next 30 days. Although the chances that all, or even most of those items, reach the governor's desk are considered slim. Ben Philpott, KUT News.